We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here it is a Wednesday. It's getting easier as time goes on for a certain group of fans to deal with something that happened to them on Sunday.
Oh, you going? That's what we're doing today?
No.
We're going to start out today, huh?
No, we're done talking about the fail of the Saints.
They call it Butthurt Gate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Butthurt Gate.
Butthurt Gate.
I didn't coin that phrase. It was a fan.
No, it's quite all right. I'm down with it. I'm good with it. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. It's one of those things, John. You know, a lot of people talk about, come on, Hugh, like telling me that you can't have it both ways. I've been on this show several times, and I've always said you can't let one play define the outcome of a game. And I still stand true to that. I still hold true to that. But that one was so blatant that they missed. That's kind of a tough one. But I still hold true to that. And I'm backing up off of it. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to wallow in it anymore.
The pain of this is going to come back and
I'm
back
not
and back.
Changing my stance, Daryl. I'm because, just saying I ain't going to talk about it no more.
It's one thing to lose championship games, but the way that the Saints have lost the last 2 years, they had to relive the Minnesota Miracle about 9,000 million times, right?
Yeah.
And because of the video. And now they're going to have to relive this about 9,000 million times because we're going to be talking about this all the way through the May meetings.
I respect you, Petty.
You know,
I do. I respect it. But I will say this, just, you know, in the interest of being fair and balanced, you already know what they're going to do.
What?
They're going to, yep, I'm not going to do that. Somebody jumped in my head.
You're going to throw the one moment you had at us?
And the fact that they got a Super Bowl ring.
That's the one moment they had.
In the 23.
What?
This is okay. In the 23. I mean, it's painful, man. Like, it's pain. No matter what it is, it's pain. Pain.
Hey, listen.
This is a painful week for everybody.
Here's the thing that got me about this. If you like, go to my Twitter, and we've got, you know, Saints fans that I actually like interacting with on Twitter because they're, you know, they're fun people to. One of the things I think is true, I'm going to step back for a second. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh, full crew. Wendy's back. Wendy, welcome back. Good to have
Thank you
back.
So much. I watched that game with Rams fans in California, yes. That was amazing.
Did.
I sure did.
Now, all right, so what was reaction out there like?
Oh, they were ecstatic as soon as the
because we had heard that the Rams' reaction was as soon as they won, the fans went.
It was a golf clap. That's what I heard. I heard it was a golf clap.
You know, when did the Dodgers season start?
That's what we heard. I don't think they expected it. So when that pass interference call didn't happen. I don't think they expected it to happen. So I think it was a little bit of a shock. But the people and the Rams fans in the bar that I was at were old school Rams fans since the beginning. So they were really excited.
Oh, good for that.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I have some. I got a phone call last night. I have some Philadelphia Rams fans that are coming. They're driving down from Philadelphia to go to the game. Philadelphia Rams fans. Am I letting them stay? No, they can't stay with me. No. Listen, AT, I have been getting phone calls. Like, my boy called me, Trey. I know what Trey was. Trey talking about. Big dog, you know how you get the call. Big dog, what you doing, man? Holla at your boy. Nah, not right now, dog, because I already know what you're about to say. Nah, I can't do it, man. Because, you know, you already know what it is. When your friends' call, they up to no good. It's up to no good. It's up to no good. So, I am, first of all, I'm not going to put on any clothes. I'm not going to do that. I'm wearing them now because I want to get the feel of wearing clothes again. I got on jeans today. But I want to get the feel from wearing them again. But no, I ain't about to get back in them streets, man. I ain't about to do it. Can't do it. I don't care if it is the Super Bowl. I don't care if it is the Super Bowl. I don't care if it is the Super Bowl. I am not getting back in them streets. I'm not. I'm not doing it.
I was just looking here because you mentioned it. I wanted to see what it would cost for Super Bowl weekend for the hotels. I mean, we always talk
a
about
Gripperton.
Well, I mean, you could get into an extended stay on Friday, Saturday nights for Super Bowl. Friday, Saturday, Sunday for Super Bowl night. You can get into an extended stay around town, like this one's up off of Interstate North Parkway there, Star is right there at the Battery.
Yeah,
you can get into a hotel there for $218 a night at a
that's not bad
extended stay America.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
And you get the little kitchenette and everything. So I mean, yeah, it's not awful. I mean, you want to stay downtown, that's going to be a different story.
Come on, John.
You know what?
I would venture to say that price is going to jump. That price is going to jump.
Probably going to jump.
Because I have people that I know that aren't going to be in town, and they have like Airbnbs, or they're renting their places out.
Right.
They're getting like $3,000.
So the La Quinta on
La Quinta.
On Peachtree Dunwoody for those three nights is $400 a night.
Yeah, come on now, yeah.
At La Quinta.
That's the La Quinta. They about to get paid.
Yeah, I know. There's going to be some of that going on. People always say, oh, it's gouging. It's not gouging. It's supply and demand.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, I mean, you could probably get a fairly cheap hotel in Dalton or in Warner Robins if you want to drive, you know. But
or Macon.
You know.
You get one in Chattanooga.
Yeah, you can stay in Chattanooga. It's a great town. You know, just drive on in every time. I mean, but if you want to be anywhere near the perimeter, I'm just looking at perimeter hotels. Yeah, $409 for a Hawthorne Suites. So if you want to be, and that's just on the perimeter. We're not even talking about, because in town, most everything, you know, says here, I'm sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Everything downtown already sold out and booked pretty much. So anyway, I just thought I'd check that. Morning shows, we talk about what's going on today. A lot to discuss today, including some baseball to discuss with the Hall of Fame and Nick Markakis being back with the Braves for another year, which got really kind of, you know, it's, I found this so interesting yesterday. The Braves announced they have, essentially, we'll save you the particulars. It's a one-year deal with Nick Markakis. They couldn't get what they wanted to in free agency in terms of a long-term deal with a younger player like an A.J. Pollock. So they said, look, Nick, you know, if you want to come back, everybody's like, oh, Nick Markakis is coming back. Like, stop. What are you talking about?
Fat tongue?
Yeah.
Just like that, huh?
Well, yeah, because the dude won a Silver Slugger.
Yes.
He won a Gold Glove.
And
was an All-Star.
You know what's funny? I was into the Bunker Mentality last night, and they were talking about it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a creature of – I like familiarity. I really do. And we're familiar with him. We know what we get with him.
Right.
Now, the one-year deal for $6 million, to me, that screams that you're probably trying to wait for somebody to get prepared. You're probably going to bring a young player up and groom him as the season goes on. That's how I looked at it.
Right.
I mean, sometimes in free agency, and I know that people get excited about the prospects of bringing in new free agents and new names and the sexy names and things of that nature. I look at it like this, John. You got a guy who knows, you know, and the team and the players are comfortable with him out there. And he's a great teammate. Great teammate. I think that chemistry in this situation trumps everything else, in my opinion. That's how I looked at it. I know it's a lot, like a lot of people felt like, you know, they needed to really upgrade that position. But you're talking about a team that last year did a lot that a lot of people didn't expect it to do. Now you're basically bringing back that core nucleus of guys, and now you might even infuse some younger players in there to help groom them along to know how to be a professional. That's how I looked at it.
No, I think that's a fair point. I mean, I kind of looked at the infield and said, Freddie, Ozzie, Dansby, Donaldson, and you've got Camargo. I think you're set in the infield. And then I looked at the outfield. I said, you got Acuna, you got Albies, you got Adam Duvall. Let's not forget, you know, Gold Glover that he can be. And Nick Markakis and Charlie Culberson and maybe a Christian Pache. I mean, you have youngsters. Look, what you just did with this was, this says to me, this works for me fine so long as you go out, Hugh, and you spend the money that you said you have
on pitching
and get Dallas Keuchel.
Pitching.
Go out and do something like that.
I mean, because we've all sat here and we've talked to people that are, you know, big time Braves fans and big time baseball pundits that said that they would spend their money on pitching.
Right.
That's where they would spend the most of the money.
Give me a frontline starter.
Yeah, yeah. So I look at it. I know it's not the move that everybody wanted, but it's the move that you needed.
Well, if you end up with Brian McCann, Josh Donaldson, and Dallas Keuchel, I'm just using Keuchel as the name right now. If you ended up, that was your offseason, I would say
Dallas Keuchel, I think people would definitely definitely would be excited about that.
Yeah, that'd be an A-plus offseason.
And then when you think about it, no major moves have been made. I mean, this was a move that made sense from a financial standpoint. $6 million.
Yeah. Oh, 1 year deal.
Yeah, $6 million.
I mean, buys you a year, and Nick wanted to play here.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
And Nick's going to do well. I mean, he is. The only problem I saw Mark Bowman was tweeting this out from MLB Network yesterday. That got me a little. It left me scratching my head a little bit about the Braves. He said that this is Bowman now saying that Brian Snicker is saying that he's toying with the idea of putting Ronald Acuna in the cleanup position in the lineup. I am not really thrilled with that idea. I mean. I know he's got a lot of pop in his bat, and you could protect him by putting Freeman in front of him. But at the same time,
you like him. You like him in the position.
Like him in the leadoff position.
Leadoff position, making it
because
happen.
It works so well, and it scares the bejesus out of other teams to have him come up there. You know, that's how you start. Is this guy?
Yeah.
You know.
But if you got a guy that has that kind of ability. You could really and truly, John, move him around in the lineup as much as you possibly can, just to shake it up a little bit.
If you're going to bat Enciarte leadoff to begin the season, he has to perform at that spot. He did not do that.
I see what you're saying. You're talking about as far as
who else do you have?
Productive. Yeah, but to have Acuna at cleanup, that's an intriguing matchup as well.
Mm-hmm.
To have him knocking people in, that's pretty big.
I think Bowman said it's something like Enciarte first, and then Donaldson would hit second, Freeman third, Acuna fourth, and McCann.
Yeah, I mean, and
Marquez fifth
with his unexpected power that he had last year. So yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
That would put a lot of pressure though on Nick Markakis, because Markakis would have to deliver in that number five spot here,
mm-hmm.
because if you know, or McCann or Flowers or whatever. Because you have to protect Acuna, because otherwise they're going
to
just pitch right around him.
The
one thing you don't want to do with Acuna in the leadoff spot is pitch around him right now, because you put a guy who can steal bases on base.
A fast guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, you don't want to, you want to come at him, which is why he gets pitches to hit in that leadoff spot. Anyway, we'll see how that works.
It won't be long now, John. But we got about 4 weeks, about a month.
Yeah, a little less.
Four pitches and catches. Yeah.
The Hawks play tonight against Chicago. You can hear that game on Sports Radio 92.9 The
Carmelo
Game.
Carmelo Anthony going to play?
No, I don't think so. I think he's no, cutting him, right?
I'm kidding. No, I knew he wasn't going to play because we talked about it. I was just, you know, just thinking that maybe he could actually get some sweat on one of these jerseys that he's collecting on his NBA Whirlwind Tour.
No, he's just passing through.
And that is 7:30 pregame tonight with Mike Conney. 8 o'clock tip with the real voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks and Bulls tonight in a ping pong ball battle in Chicago. One other quick note about Atlanta United. No, we do not have any confirmation on the deal yet for Pity Martinez. There was a pity party at the airport yesterday when he came back in for the second time. But no. If we do,
was the transfer fee was like what? 17? 17 million? Good googly movie.
But they haven't announced it officially.
It's not
yet.
Officially.
Right.
It's not officially official.
Yeah, officially official. Tell you what is officially official, the list of events in Atlanta for the Super Bowl. We were looking them up yesterday. Man, you got to see some of these events. I know we've talked about a couple, but boy, there's some others that originally I was going to go to, but maybe not. I'll explain why next.
No one else has the NFL or Super Bowl 53 coverage like us, because we're your home for the NFL in Atlanta. Super Bowl 53 plays here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios on this Wednesday, 11 days from Super Bowl. Here today with Wendy's back with Dee and Arthur and the whole fam damnly on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we look ahead to all of the events. Now, next week, we're going to be broadcasting the entire station from Radio Row, which is inside the Super Bowl experience. Not the NFL experience anymore. It's called the Super Bowl experience inside the Georgia World Congress Center. And we'll be there broadcasting live Monday through Friday, and we're going to have a live webcam the entire time. So if you're on watch929thegame.com, that's watch929thegame.com next week from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., you'll be able to watch us. So we will be on you. We're going to be on camera the entire time.
Yeah, that's not no pressure. That's no pressure at all, being on camera. I get to sit in here in my PJs all the time, and now I got to actually ponder putting on some actual clothes. Well, probably is not going to happen, though.
Yeah.
I'm a venture to say it probably.
Yeah, but you're gonna be you're gonna be a popular guy next week.
Not really.
Well, you were on, you know, your radio, you know, requests and everything.
Oh
well,
yeah, you know, I'll probably be that guy that people grab because they're like,
hey, he you played the Super Bowl.
Yeah. What is it like? I lost it. I remember confetti.
You know what? That's exactly
right. Hey, man, I lost it. I'm gonna wear, you know what? I'm gonna wear my just so I, you know, so I don't really care. Yeah, I'm gonna wear my NFC Championship ring. Bow, holla!
Oh,
until somebody with an actual Super Bowl ring come by, and then I'm gonna take it off. And then I'm gonna take it off. You know, no, I'm not gonna take it off. No, like, I'm not gonna wear it. But
hey, Hugh, we're with Dothan Sports Radio. With you,
yeah. Right. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of Purdue. It's gonna be a lot of people down there, man.
1680, the ticket.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting because you know what's funny about the time that we're going, John, is that there's not gonna be a lot of people there.
No, like, that's what I mean.
We're opening the building.
Why you're gonna be a popular guy?
Yeah, they're gonna be like, wait, hold up. No, I'm gonna get this because you know I got the beard now and looking all scruffy, looking like I'm homeless. You're gonna get a couple people, and they're gonna look and say,
"Sir,
is that him?" Then you'll get some Google it. They're going to Google it. And they're going to Google it. And they'll be like, it looks like him. And it's going to, yeah, then I'm going to hit me with the, sir, could you talk about your Super Bowl experience? No. I don't want to relive that. I'm on the air. I'm working. No, I'm not going to do that.
You might.
Nah, I won't do that. I mean, because, you know the funny part about being in this business? Because this happened to me
right
last week.
Mm-hmm.
I got. Like, you know how I'm looking on Twitter, somebody said, hey, coming up next. It was on a Saturday. Coming up next, we have Hugh Douglas on the air. And I'm like, who the hell show I'm going on that I didn't know? I'm thinking, who the hell show I got going on? So the guy calls me, and he was like, hey, man, do you have – he asked me why he – before he
oh,
went
he,
on the show.
Really?
And John, my first instinct
– was to say no.
Was to say no. But being in this business and knowing how hard it is to get guests,
mm-hmm.
I was like, fine. I did. I know, and Darryl's looking at me like, I'm so soft. I was soft, man, because it sounded like it was some kids and they were doing the little radio in their house or whatever. And it was one of those ones where they were surprised that I spoke. So they had me on for a couple of segments, which was okay. But
oh, is it the podcast where it goes
on
forever?
Yeah, it was
and
one of those.
And after 30 minutes, you're going, I got
to
go?
Well, no, it wasn't that. I was accommodating. But you know how hard it is to get guests.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's like, if it fits, I'll be accommodating. But, man, yeah, it happened. And my first thought was, you know, what the hell?
So that's the way we're going to get you to do stuff? Just say that you're going to do it?
No, I felt bad for him, D. You know, even though I'm a caveman, I'm a caveman with a heart. I'm a caveman. Sometimes I hate that I'm like that. But when they called, it was like, hey, I'm sorry. I thought they, you know, scheduled. I was like, fine, I got you. I know, man. It's rough out there in these streets, and I'm out there being nice to folks. I got to stop doing that. I'm getting soft, man.
Of course, there's a lot going on in town, and as we go through the week here, you keep in mind that the first event to kind of kick everything off before the Super Bowl will be the Game Bowl, the KAMU Game Bowl at Stars and Strikes on Saturday night. It's this Saturday night in Sandy Springs. Doors open at 6, and we are inviting the entire town. And this is something you're not going to hear from other events or other parties at Super Bowl. Our party is free.
Yes.
Okay, it's free.
Yes. And you know what else is funny, John? Saturday, that's when the Super Bowl experience kicks off as well. But y'all don't want to do that. Y'all want to come hang out with us.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. So the midday show and Dukes and Bell and I guess Bugger Mentality, all the shows are going to have a bowling team, right? Well, we lost a couple of our bowlers.
We didn't lose a couple. They don't want to bowl.
Okay, so
we don't have to name names. We know who they are. So We don't have to name names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, the midday show originally was going to cheat, and they invited two ringers onto their show. All right, Rick and John did, and I wanted to take them straight up because I didn't want them to cheat. But All right, so what? Apparently we are going to have this competition because they want to rub it in. My point is we have two spots on our bowling team. It's 8 o'clock Saturday night, okay? 8 o'clock at Stars and Strikes, and we need to fill them, all right? And so the two people that call in, you have to – there's two things about this. One, you have to commit to coming to Stars and Strikes. Don't no-show us, you know? Don't ghost us. Don't be that girl that I dated when I was 23 that never came to the bar when I got really drunk because he never showed up. All right, don't do that. And I did get pretty drunk that night.
Well, John, you know what? I've got a better way of possibly weeding out the fakers.
Okay.
Let's have them send us a picture on Twitter at 92.9 a game.
Okay.
Of them actually participating in the sport. So at least that gives them some credibility. Anyone can call us and say,
right, exactly.
I want to be on your team, blah, blah, blah. Send us a photo of you bowling or video.
Or show, you know, because, you know, being the bowler that I am, you can take a picture of your ball, and I'll know whether it's a legitimate ball.
Now, everybody needs to understand, John was tripping on the fact that he was a big-time bowler yesterday, so, yeah. He's expecting to win.
Yeah, I heard that too. Oh, I'll tell you what, take it to the next level. I need to see a picture of your bowling shirt. If you seriously bowling
well,
like that.
I still have a bowling shirt somewhere.
Because you don't like, listen, you don't.
With
you
the
don't,
patches.
If you're a real bowler, you got a bowling shirt.
You know, when you were a kid, you know, and your mom sewed the bowling patches onto it, you know, for your first 600 series, your first 250 game. I mean, that kind of thing, you know, that you got a little patch for. And,
okay, Boy Scout.
You know, I mean, basically it's what it was. Back in the 70s, everybody had a bowling shirt. Yeah. Had your name on it, you know.
Bowling shirts are still kind of popular in some circles, though.
So tweet us at 929. We need two spots. You got to be able to commit to doing it with us Saturday night, so don't ghost us. And show us a picture of, you know, prove to us on Twitter. Take a photo and tweet it to us at 929 the game and put, you know, a morning show bowling team or something to that effect. How do you want them to tag it so that we know that, well, obviously if they're tweeting in their bowling stuff.
Hashtag pick me.
Pick me, I guess, you know. And so we'll certainly look at that. So we'll probably mention that throughout the day here because if you're driving, you can't obviously do that. We aren't going to select anybody today. We have the rest of the week. So, and not like you have to turn around and go home and get your stuff. But just keep that in mind. All right, so many events going on in town, and we're going to run through them. We mentioned, I just happened to notice a couple because, Hugh, I said, we're going to be at the Super Bowl experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter wants to come down, and I want her to come down for the Super Bowl experience.
Can we get them in? Because my son wants to be.
Yeah, I know. We got to talk about
that.
We got to figure that out. We got to figure that one out. But the wife said that she was interested in something. She said, "Have you heard about Guy Fieri's tailgate and you know, on a game day?" And I said, "Yeah, but it's game day." She goes, "Oh, I don't want to go downtown on game day because it's game day."
Yeah, it's gonna be bananas.
Right at the aquarium. And then I looked it up. It's unlimited food and drink with Guy Fieri. You know, Diners, Drive-Ins.
Oh boy, that guy. You know, when it's unlimited food, the bad part about that, John. Yeah. Is that it's hard to get to the unlimited food because it's a long line.
The tickets are $750. $750.
You gotta pick, like, listen. Anybody that's considering going to the Super Bowl experience or anything, any of these events, you gotta pick your spots. You have to strategically pick what you're trying to do. You're not gonna be able to do everything.
Oh, so she can't see Guy Fieri because she's a big Food Network fan and a big, you know, kind of foodie in that regard. So we're not going to go to Guy Fieri for two reasons. One, because it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's downtown, it's going to be a zoo, and it's $750. And so she said, what about the Taste of the NFL, which is at the Cobb Galleria? And it's because she's looking at all these events.
Yeah,
okay?
that one, I might try to do that one.
Chefs from all 32 cities are going to be stars there. It's going to be hosted. There's going to be a concert. Taste of the NFL, Cobb Galleria. Tickets are $700.
Oh, you just killed it for me. No, but somebody, like, I have a list.
$700?
See, I have a list of some of these same events that I got from the PA. And I think if you're RSVP'd on some of these things that you're good.
I probably get it.
I got to figure out how it goes, John, because I haven't really figured it out. Because I know I'm not going to all of these events.
Yeah, I mean, I would go to the Taste of the NFL in a heartbeat, and then I saw it's $700, and I went, okay, that ain't going to happen.
And I know if you're RSVP, you can be my plus one for a couple of these events, but I know that Maven wants to go, and she might get mad at you for leaving her.
Oh, no, she should be okay. I mean, she just wanted to go.
What'd you say, Josh? She'll be okay.
She wanted to go to one of the foodie things, you know, and she said, there's a couple of foodie things, and then I looked up the prices. I would absolutely go to the Galleria, go to Taste of the NFL, 32 chefs and all, $700 a person. And she looked at me and went, no. And I went, no.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
But there are events in town, by the way, that are affordable. Okay? It's just some of the parties are a little pricey.
One of the free ones.
Okay?
By the way, hats off to Sean McLean at Freak 99. He's what? The first one in.
Already?
Already.
Yeah, what does he say his average is?
And let's say he's got muscles.
Does he have muscles? Don't mean anything. I don't got muscles. I can stumble.
He got a bowling ball in his hand.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
he got his ball in his hand.
As a matter of fact, he sent that picture to Big Hugh.
Oh.
Meow.
Y'all silly, man. Y'all silly.
Is he left-handed?
I don't know, John.
Meow.
What does that mean? I didn't care. Don't we have to go to break?
Yes, we do. TWZ is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who wants a ring?
It's the greatest show on turf.
Championship mindset. Let's go.
Be focused. Get in there and open a can. All right?
Championship right here, boys. Go.
And this season, it's in our own backyard. Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, it's only fitting that I come back on a National Food Day. So today is National Pie Day. So I'm asking you at 929 The Game on our Twitter page, what type is the best pie? Is it the dessert pie, a pizza pie, or the math pie, P-I, so the symbol. So you can go and vote at 929 The Game. I don't know what you guys prefer in here, if you have a sweet tooth or if you prefer pizza.
I like pie.
I guess I just don't even think. It is pizza pie, right? I guess I hadn't thought about it.
Really, Hugh?
What?
Welcome back, Wendy.
What did I do like pie.
I know. He does like pie.
I like sweet potato pie. I like peach pie. I like apple pie. Y'all make me sick.
Is cobbler pie?
No, that's cobbler.
It's cobbler.
Well, all right. So if it's in a round dish and it has fruit surrounded by flaky dough, that's a pie. But if it's in a square dish and it's got fruit surrounded by flaky dough, it's cobbler.
You're making this difficult.
Yes,
no,
has
because
a point.
But you know what? I understand what you're saying, but I think it's like when I think of like if you get a good apple pie, it's not runny. It's kind of
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, right. But a cherry pie could be runny still. Blueberry pie?
Not really, because it kind of like to me a good cherry pie, blueberry pie, whatever. I don't like blueberry pie. But it has to be kind of firm. And cobbler, to me, is not firm.
No, it's not firm.
It's not firm. Yeah. So that I think that's what it is, because pie has to be firm. You got to get you a firm pie. It has to be
then
firm.
Then I go pizza pie.
Y'all worrying about more if it's firm or if it's tasty.
Well, I'm assuming if it's firm,
if it's
tasty.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Everybody don't know how to make pie.
Well, I asked the Google the difference between pie and cobbler. So there is a differential in the two. So it's through the crust. So pies are encased in pastry, either just on the bottom or on both top and bottom. Cobblers, on the other hand, are simply topped with some sort of baked pastry or dough.
Okay.
So that is the difference between pie and cobbler.
Gotcha.
So there's your answer to that, John.
Okay.
Well, CNBC tried to take a stab at figuring how much it's going to cost for people to enjoy or come to the Super Bowl. And here's how much they came up with on how much you are going to spend to come to the big game. So getting into the game is anywhere between $3,400 and $16,000. As of last night, tickets on the secondary market were going between $3,800 and $35,000 to get into the game.
Okay.
Transportation to Atlanta between $64 and $220. Which I feel like is on the low end of getting here to Atlanta.
Those numbers right there.
Yeah. What are you taking a megabus? I mean, what are you doing here?
You could take the megabus.
Yeah, you could.
Megabus,
yeah,
man.
Gotta get here somewhere. Oh boy.
I don't know about that megabus.
Oh no.
I told you about that megabus.
Oh no.
You should just roll with me, dog. You should just roll with me.
It gets a 50% rating from me.
Wait, did you take the megabus?
Yeah, to New Orleans.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
It was great going down. Coming back was a bit of a.
Oh, I missed the story. This sounds fun.
We will not relive that.
You should have rolled with me.
I'm sorry. I'm not enough. Lodging, they have between $300 and $1,400. Food, $70 to $125. Getting around town, $19 to $110. I'm assuming this is just going to be on the Sunday. And then entertainment, anywhere from $0 to $285. So you're looking at a grand total between $4,000 and $18,000.
Give me that entertainment total again. What?
$0 to $285.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That she said average.
Yeah,
average.
I mean that's
average. So that's the average.
If you're not going to like any parties or anything, or you're going to some freebie events, you don't really have to spend the $750 to go to some of these parties.
Yeah, I mean, I see. I've been to 4 Super Bowls, but I've never had to pay for because I've just been covering them or I live there.
The big one is going to be the Maxim party. I think that's the one that everybody's trying to get tickets for. That's a hard one to get into.
No matter what city that Maxim party's in for Super Bowl, that's always the tough
ticket to get into. It's going to be expensive because I had some friends talking about they were trying to get the plug for the party. And, you know, Shaq-a-palooza, when Shaq has his thing, that's going to be something that's going to be big.
Speaking of the Maxim Super Bowl party, tickets start at $725. Or for $1,250, you can be upgraded to a shared table in a roped-off area with security and bottle service.
Bottle service is a crock, man. It's not that. Like, I understand it's what the cool kids do, but man, come on, man. That's not. Bottle service is not where it's at. I like to mingle, cause it's like when you're behind the rope, you're kind of isolated. But the good thing about it, well, you're isolated, and anybody you really want to talk to that's outside the rope, you got to kind of bring them in. You got to, you know, be like, yo, go get her.
Now you got to go through a whole different process just for that. That's real, though.
Yeah, that's for real. It's like, hey, go get her.
And be careful, depending on where you're at, when you say to if the girl says, can you buy me a drink? And the next thing you know, you got a $300 bottle of, like, cheap wine at your table. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or she's sitting there trying to drink up all the wine.
Or not only that, you might get a bouncer that when you say, hey, he like, hey, go get her. Hey, you need to give me something. Like, this is going to be, like, in order to go out and have fun, like you want to have fun, this is going to be a huge money grab. So just, you know, you got to pick your spots because you best believe everybody is going to be trying to get some money out of this. Mm-hmm. Bouncers, doormen, everything. Anything that you want. If you want to have fun and move around like you want to move around, you're going to pay some money this next week. You're going to break some bread.
I feel like that means like bottle service is worth it. That way you don't have to like bump into people the entire time. You have a nice little comfortable place to sit.
Man,
you don't
listen.
Have to worry about people.
I will be.
For how much money?
Red Solo Cup.
$500.
I wish I would buy a bottle of Grey Goose for $500 just because that's sitting insane. In a section.
Yeah,
that's
but you
crazy.
Know what?
You're really
my
paying
luck,
for the
it'd be,
seat.
It'd be like Grey Goose, but I, you know, it'd be, you know, and then of course, you know, it would be like not Grey Goose. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean, John? You would drink it all?
No. You know, sometimes I just wonder if, you know.
Oh, somebody put something as
a real goose.
Yeah,
real
goose. Grey Goose because went out, and then they just filled it up
with vodka. Yeah.
It's gonna,
Mr. Boston.
It's going to be a straight price gouge. Wherever you go, your best bet
well,
is
I wouldn't
probably.
I would know the difference between Grey Goose and
oh,
Mr.
Yes,
vodka.
You can tell.
I'm
not a big fan of Grey Goose.
I'm not
a
vodka fan,
vodka.
But you could tell. If you drink it enough, you could tell.
Grey Goose is terrible, actually. It tastes terrible. Well, at least to me.
I rebuke you, Wendy.
The goose.
What are you, a Sky vodka?
I can taste the
Stoli?
Difference between a Grey Goose and any other kind of vodka.
I'm a Tanqueray man myself. That's vodka.
Gin.
That's gin.
That'd be a gin.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between that. And
what type of dude are you, man?
That was
you know how to spell Tanqueray?
That's the point.
But see, now someone can pour the Tanqueray into that Grey Goose bottle that you're going to spend $500 on.
Yeah.
And
you would have Tanqueray. They ain't got nothing to do with vodka, but yeah, that's what I'm going
to. But for bottle service, you're essentially just paying for the elbow room instead of being. You know,
I'm it's the status money. Symbol.
Yeah, that's basically all it is. So you can get somebody to come out there with a sparkler, with some scantily clad,
the bottle
dressed
service
scantily
people.
Clad. Yeah,
and they hold it up.
Yeah, and let everybody know you bought a bottle.
Like you're
what is this? We had the ice cream social at Farrell's for birthday.
Wait, John, you've not had bottle service time. In a while. Yeah,
no,
they
I've
bring
never
it out
done
with
that.
They bring it with a sparkler.
John, it's gonna be it. But I tell you what, to be a part of a bottle service situation, to be sitting in VIP. It's a thing to behold.
Super Bowl is coming to Atlanta. So the list of some of these parties, because you just mentioned it. I just found a few more parties. We got to talk about this Maxim party, but there's some others that you need to know about, too, because I'm wondering if you're going to be going to any of these. Plus, we're in on some of the other events that we've got going on here, too. A lot going on. Let's just kind of touch on this as we get ready for Super Bowl fever to strike Atlanta. On the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. These prices are unbelievable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.